This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on August 21st, 2008. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The open session of the Federal Election Commission on Thursday, August 21st, 2008 will now come to order. Morning. First item on the agenda is the correction and approval of minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the minutes of July 28th, 2008.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, 6-0. Before we move to the agenda, a couple announcements. We've named an acting staff director. Had that vacancy for some time. The commission came together and selected Mr. Joe Stultz, who's been with the commission for quite some time. Seated to our left, your right. Mr. Stultz is a certified public accountant and currently also serves not only as the acting staff director, but the head of the audit division. He joined the commission in 1976 and has been an invaluable asset to the commission, and one of those who attend these meetings or otherwise read transcripts to know that. And welcome Joe to his new role, and on behalf of all the commissioners, we very much appreciate you willing to serve on an interim basis to help us through what has been an interesting transition given the dormancy of the commission for some time. So on behalf of the commission, thank you.
Thank you. We'll do our best.
Had some applause. We hold applause to the end here. The other thing I'd like to say before we get going on what we're going to do today, we have several advisory opinions on the agenda, and then an item at the end. We're going to stick with our usual agenda of doing the advisory opinions first. That's something that prior chairman and some commissioners thought was a good idea, and I embraced and trying to push even further is to move advisory opinions through the system sooner rather than later, because I feel that people. And I would say we feel that people need advice sooner rather than later, particularly in an election year. So any sort of critical election issue we're trying to resolve quickly, at least in a way that balances the speed with the thoughtfulness and try to get the right result. Because people need real answers to real questions in real time. It doesn't do, for example, the Virginia Democratic Party any good to know what they can and can't do with their slate cards 2 weeks before the election, because they need to plan in advance. So we're moving things very quickly. And I really want to thank the staff, particularly Office of General Counsel, for cooperating. Amy Rothstein, Rosie Smith, David Atkins, Eugene Lynch of the counsel's office have been very critical in this. There'll be other presenters here today, and I'll recognize them. I see Johnny Levin in the front row, for example. These folks have worked very hard to and been humored me in many ways to try to move these forward. Darlene Harris from the Secretary's office and Jason Buccoletto from Public Records and Blake Lang from IT stayed very late last night to put these things up on the website. You see many drafts. It takes a tremendous amount of work to get this stuff out the door, and I never realized until I got here how much work it takes behind the scenes to simply get one advisory opinion through the process. So on behalf of all of us, thank you very much.